my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it has arrived. Yesterday, the opening day of Pastors and Workers Conference on Sunday, and now tonight, it is the 39th annual Nationwide Pastors and Workers Conference, and I am so excited about this week. I don't like to hide. I don't go to my office and hide. I want to be with the people. Tuesday night, I am so excited. Our graduates, alumni will be here, and we're having a very dignified, elegant, enjoyable, fun reception after the service on Tuesday night. We'll eat together. It will be great. And we look forward to that. There'll be something for your children if you're out of town, and we'll have the big alumni night. But tonight's opening night, we sing in the lobby beginning, if you're listening in your area, 6 o'clock in the lobby. Brother Ethan, do you know when we have video going on? We'll have pictures or something. But that's 6 o'clock for about 20 minutes. We just sing gospel songs. It is wonderful. Some of the instrumentalists that come out there, we'll have a pianist out there, and we just sort of stand around, then up the stairs on both sides and over the balcony area of the lobby, they'll be standing, and it is great. And tonight, opening night preacher, and I hope you just keep going online and watching services in the morning and throughout the day and every night at 6:30 live. It'd be great. He set me free. The Calvary Quintet, these are our boys that grew up here. Several, most of them born right here. What a good group. Good man. He set me free.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free.
Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free.
Goodbye to sin and things I confound. None of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm praying, I'm working to, and glory to God I'm going through.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. He set me free.
I would appreciate, all my heart, if you'll pray for this conference. You know, there will be a few critics. They'll be watching. Some will show up, and they'll be watching for what they disagree with, and they'll post it all. Well, please don't let that deter you. I'll tell you what, people are flying here, driving here, spending money, hotels, because they want what this is. They want it. They want preaching. They want this direction. They want the music. They want it all. And some are coming because maybe they don't want it, but they know they don't know what they want. Well, you'll be patient with those folks. But what I would ask you, I just beg you, would you please pray? You see, America, I'm just looking on my clipboard here, and it says Crossroads Bible Class. We have a Crossroads Bible Class. My son-in-law teaches it for young people out of high school and moving in colleges, and there they are. They're at the crossroads of their life. They have to make good decisions about serving the Lord, about their careers, about their marriages, and we will see many right at the crossroads, young, middle, some are in the ministry, some will come, and they're on the crossroads ready to go a new direction. And I want you to pray that God is just in a mighty, mighty way, that our Lord will definitely speak to our hearts. I know you'll pray. I appreciate it. Here's a song, and we're playing it for you right now. It's Shouting Time in Heaven. And you'd think that, Brother Ethan said, now starts a little quiet, Pastor. Well, shouting time means shouting time. So he said it's going to get going eventually. Here go. Let's have him sing for us. It's Shouting Time in Heaven.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms. In the arms of Christ my Savior. Sinner once lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. Lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time.
Okay, we're in the book of Psalms 119, Psalm 119. And the word today, I want you to begin to circle this text. You're going to find it 26 times. I had you work underline judgments, precepts, testimony, law, statutes, commandments, ordinances. I know that. Well, we're on a different, we're looking for different words now. Not necessarily words that we saw that relate to the Bible, but the word today is heart. It's 26 times in Psalm 119. And again, as I've been saying, you find it 27 times. I missed one. let me know. Heart, hearts, hearted, whatever. But I have them all circled in my Bible, but especially in Psalm 119. I've circled all of them in my Bible. Every time you see the word heart with a red ink pen, double, triple, circled it. Well, then in Psalm 119, I've drawn a line from verse to verse where it says heart again. For example, my first one is verse number 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and they that seek him with the whole heart. Brother Ethan, that's what we used to call our I Love My Church Sunday, Whole Heart Sunday. We got these texts many times. You'll see whole heart, whole heart. Our whole heart, everything. God wants all of our heart. The real you, the real me. I've got an arrow. I got lines going down to verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. God wants us upright heart. He wants a whole heart, an upright heart. How about verse number 10? With my, here it is again, whole heart I have sought thee. How about verse 11? Thy word have I hid in my head. No. Thy word have I hid in my emotions. No. Thy word have I hid in my heart. The center of man, the real you. It's all about your heart. How about now, verse 32? I have it circled and okay. So here's it. I will run the way of the commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Well, then I have a line down to verse number 34, just two verses down. Give me understanding, I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Well, then verse 36, there it is again. Incline mine heart to thy testimonies. Thy testimonies we saw last week, the testimonies. It was found that 27 times. The testimonies is a witness, a legal direction from God. And so my heart is in this thing. It's just totally in this thing. How about if we go down to verse number 58? I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Then I have a line down to verse 69. A whole heart again. Verse number 70. Next verse. Their heart is as fat as grease. And so he's talking about proud people. Notice verse number 80. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. Heart. How about verse number 111 and 112. Rejoicing of my heart, I've inclined mine heart. Are you circling all these? I want you to make sure that you get this word heart. It's the key. How about verse number 161? But my heart standeth in awe of thy word. My heart does. I'm in awe of the great word of God. If your heart is in something, you can stand. When was the last time you stood in awe of anything? I tell you what, I stand in awe. When I preach, oftentimes I'll scan the auditorium and I'll go back there five rows back on my right. There she is, my wife. I saw her last week when I was preaching, and she was smiling and nodding her head. And I don't know if she even saw me. But there it was. You know what? I look for her because my heart's on her. And I stand in awe that someone like her, I do. See, I'm the public one. Oh, Brother Treber. Yeah, some hate, some love. But she's in the shadows. And I stand in awe that someone of her beauty, of her talent, of her abilities, of her Christianity would stoop to someone. I stand in awe that I've been her husband for over 51 years. Father, bless these people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.